B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yeah, good morning.
Any idea what the date is today, Loren?
It is.
And she looks at her computer. Okay. It is the
20th.
It's a good thing you looked at your computer.
What month are we in?
July.
Not very good.
Although I did send an email yesterday and I said August 30th and I meant July 30th, but Cash was climbing all over me to my defense.
Well, we are happy to have you guys here. Coming up in just about 30 minutes, we are going to tell you, if you didn't hear yesterday, we made a big announcement about how you can come hang with the MRL show as we get back to normal. We are taking over a very iconic Charlotte location with an MRL show takeover party. We'll explain and give away tickets at 6:30 this morning. But first, let's go around the room. Lorraine, what's going on in your world?
So I think I showed you guys the pictures yesterday, but Cashton got attacked. My son, my four-year-old son, got like attacked by some kind of bug. And I wasn't sure if it was like chiggers or mosquitoes or an ant or whatever. So I started like Googling, you know, what it could have been. Mm-hmm. And it does look like it was either an ant or a mosquito. But I went to Instagram yesterday because I was like, I need something other than this topical cream because this poor baby is like, I mean,
I
just
told you
so
to call
much
a
pain.
Pediatrician.
I know. Well, I called my girlfriend who is an ER doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, you can take Benadryl. And I was like, that's cute. You think my son will ingest anything that's not pizza or chicken nuggets?
Couldn't you put some in juice?
He doesn't drink juice, dude. This child is like, he only drinks milk and water. Mm-hmm. He will sniff out anything that I put into his food. He's like a dog.
Yeah, so he's just like a dog. Maybe, does he eat soup?
No.
Because that'd be something easy to hide things in.
You got to inject it into his... Go ahead.
I was going to say, at least if he was a dog, I could hide it in his cheese.
Right.
You could inject it into his chicken nuggets. But anyway... So what'd you do?
Everybody on Instagram sent me like a ton of things to try today. So somebody sent me like an all natural baking soda and water paste that you're supposed to put on it. So we're going to try that this morning.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I know. You guys saw it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it. I've been bitten by an ant before. Whatever it was, you're right. It got in his shirt and just stuck around and just kept stinging him. Ugh. Poor dude. Is he itching like crazy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All night. He woke up last night like three times.
Well, he's probably getting through some of the worst of it. It's usually really bad for 24 to 48 hours and then it kind of mellows out. But if it's an ant bite, what happens is it gets hard and then it feels weird. Mm. It like starts getting numb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the ant poison?
Mm-hmm.
I like your optimism at 24, 48 hours. I do the exact same thing, especially when I'm sick. I'm like, oh, well, the next 24 hours is the worst, and I'll be done with this.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, it goes on for two more days, and I'm like, oh, so I was at the beginning. I was, like, before it really even got...
But at least your mindset at the beginning was it wasn't going to be long.
I'm always very confident. Yeah. I'm always very confident. I'm on the back end.
What about you, dude? What's going on in your world?
Okay, so I was at Wally World yesterday, and I was... Well, there was a lot of things happening that we'll get into later on the show involving a spill.
Okay.
But at the self-checkout, I was really annoyed at this old lady. And this old lady needed help putting, like, scanning groceries and put it back in her cart. And there's only one person for the self-checkout area. And three other people have, like, the red flashing lights, meaning they need, like, I guess, alcohol ID or they need whatever help. And the girl couldn't leave the customer because she needed help because she's so old putting the groceries in her cart. Screw her.
Really? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's self-checkout. The point is, you should be capable of doing it yourself.
Okay.
She should have went through the line where they have help.
Maybe, I mean,
what?
I don't know.
I was upset with her. I'm like, you got into self-checkout because it's fast and you're not body able to do it. So you need to go back and wait in line where they have assistance.
Okay.
So I was really upset in an elderly woman.
Did you give her a look
yesterday.
In a huff?
No, but I was talking crap in that line.
To
other people. A lot of people agreed with me that she was in the wrong for going to self-checkout.
Why is she?
I'm like, I get that she's old, but there's lines for her. This is for people who can quickly do it themselves. You shouldn't need assistance at the self-checkout.
She's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandma.
Hello.
You know, it sounds like you need help talking. That's how old you are.
Is that Ron?
No, it's Roy.
Okay, Ron, I didn't appreciate you talking about me in the checkout line.
I didn't appreciate you taking forever and needing every bit of assistance putting things in your buggy. You held up the line, Grandma.
Well, mm-hmm. I had to buy important things.
And, by the way, you were so old, I kind of thought you needed a motorized cart, to be quite honest. I was a little surprised you were able to push through the whole store.
Do you want to start making physical appearance jokes?
No. No, I don't.
Do you know I have a few of my own?
No, about me? Because I'm overweight?
If you want to go one for one.
Grandma, you can at least agree that self-checkout is for you to be able to do it yourself.
They didn't know it was self-checkout. They didn't have that back in my day when Earl and I were married. You went to the counter and you paid your money. None of this fancy credit card stuff.
I don't think I sound old enough.
I think you sound pretty good.
Do you want me to tell everyone you were buying tampons?
I was not buying tampons, Grandma. I will tell you, though.
You shut up, because you're acting. You're acting like a sissy.
That was Grandma, for the record. She,
okay,
my Grandma.
Yeah. They're clearing that up.
Grandma.
I won't try to tear her a joke.
She thanks you for that comedy, woman. We gotta let her go. I'll quickly tell you one thing that happened to me yesterday. I have been holding on to a Mani, Roy, and Loren Show t-shirt for a listener named Melissa. I was supposed to meet her the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at Kohl's near my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I remember.
And I totally forgot. And so
she waited in the parking lot.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't good. But we should have exchanged phone numbers, but we didn't. And yesterday she texted in and said that it was her first day of school. And her school is very close to where I picked the kids up from my nanny. So yesterday, I'm happy to say, at 3 p.m., I walked to the school. I rang the little bell. A teacher came out because it's a year-round school. Mm-hmm. And it was their first day yesterday. And I said, I need to speak with Miss Melissa. They brought her out. I gave her the t-shirt.
Look at that.
She was so happy. And I think, as it turns out, either the principal or someone in the office also is a fan of the show.
Okay, so now
you
get them a
t-shirt.
Well, because Melissa did that thing where she goes, do you know who this is? And she was like, no. And she's like, it's Mani. And then, like, at that point, you have a 50-50 shot of the person being like, yeah, not a fan, don't listen. But apparently she listened.
Okay.
Because she talked about how Rocky played Can't Beat Loren last week.
Oh, wow. Nice. It's a hardcore listener.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was right. Anyway, shout out to everybody at Thales Academy. There you go. There's the shout out.
Perfect.
All right. All right, we got a good show plan. We got to hear about how Roy screwed up in the grocery store again.
I want to bring back Grandma. I really enjoy talking to her.
Maybe Grandma makes another appearance. Who knows? And then, of course, we had that announcement about something cool that we made. We created it ourselves. We want to hang out with you guys again. And that giveaway will be like around 6:35 this morning. All right?
All right, toodaloo. Let's get to it.
Let's go on a Tuesday show with MRL. Bezos is going to go into space today around 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll stream it in here. I still think it's cool. We saw Richard Branson go into space like last weekend.
Yeah, I was really interested in the way he did it. I've never seen a space shuttle shoot off from an airplane.
Right. Yeah, that was really cool.
But you guys said it wasn't live, like the first one, which I understand.
No, it was.
Go wrong.
No, it was live. We just couldn't find the right feed that was feeding the live feed.
Yeah, like Virgin Atlantic had a hard time turning on the initial takeoff.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's an unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. That's what Jeff Bezos is going in.
Bezos is going in an unpiloted aircraft?
Yep. Aside from Bezos and his brother taking the ride, the crew is also offering some history makers, the oldest and youngest astronauts, to reach space.
I don't like the plan of this whole unpiloted thing. What's the point?
I mean, I'm sure if something goes wrong, they can take over, right?
No. You think Bezos has been practicing how to fly a spaceship? I don't think so. But no, the new simulators? Shepard rocket is set to blast off in a West Texas desert. We saw the landing yesterday. They were practicing and they had the parachutes coming out, and the thing hit pretty hard.
It hits pretty hard on the way down, but I don't. This isn't like going to the moon for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that exciting that these people are just floating in space for 4 minutes and coming back down.
Let's go around.
How many people fit in this thing?
Well, hold on. There's an 18-year-old who will be the youngest astronaut ever, and then there's an 82-year-old. He's a former test pilot named Wally Funk, will be the oldest astronaut ever.
Oh, Lord, 82? The when it hits the Earth, he's going to break it back. Oh, Lord. This is a disaster.
His wife, Miss Funk, was one of the Mercury 13 women. They all underwent training in the 1960s to demonstrate that women could meet NASA standards for astronauts. They completed the training, but the spaceship never took off. Typical man keeping her down.
Well, why isn't she on the aircraft? Why is her husband? Here we go again, keeping the woman down.
Right.
Hey, I'm sure if you did a little research, you'll find out why.
Yeah.
She might not be with us anymore for all we know.
Oh.
Okay. But, all right, so now, quick, let's go around the room. Who would love to go to space one way or another? I definitely would.
You.
I think the fact of just going up, looking at Earth, and coming back down is amazing and breathtaking, and I would do it.
No, I get to 40,000 feet in the airplane. I can look around.
But you don't see the Earth from space, and you don't get to experience weightlessness.
I float in a pool. I get it.
Oh, I so would. Nicole, you would totally go.
I would totally go.
Yeah, my girl.
I have to say, I have never... I'm very lucky to not deal with anxiety until I saw the movie Gravity. And that movie gave me a feeling that I never want to feel again, but I feel like I have to feel it.
She doesn't want to feel it, but she wants to torture herself by feeling it.
Yeah, like I feel like I wouldn't be able to pass up that opportunity.
But it just seems like such a waste to go up and just come down.
You're right. It's probably awful for the environment and for the Earth.
I don't know.
It's a waste of money.
Lorraine, what about you? Would you go to space?
I mean, I don't know. I'm already a space cadet sometimes, so why not?
Hey-o!
Yeah, Lorraine's like, is there first class? Is it travel? Do I get to fall back down into Italy?
They have a Neiman Marcus up there.
She's the only astronaut to wear red bottoms onto a spacecraft.
Right. I'm not going if I can't wear red bottoms.
I don't know. Listen, if Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos can afford to shoot themselves up into space to float around for 4 minutes and come back down, we're clearly not taxing these individuals enough. We need to really refocus on our tax structure.
He's the richest man in the world.
He needs to share a little bit more.
He's like, I don't just throw it in the air, I shoot it in the air.
I mean, this just seems such a weird waste of money. And I get it, because the whole goal is to make this like airplane tickets, right? Like, the whole goal is for you to buy a ticket to go up into space and come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more quick side note. Couples could get married in space by 2024. A Florida-based company plans to use football-sized space balloons to take a passenger capsule 100,000 feet above the Earth.
Oh, my God.
Or 19 miles above the Earth. The first flights are scheduled for 2024, and the company says it's already had customers that bought an entire flight for events and weddings. Each flight will take 8 guests into the stratosphere for a 6-hour trip in a capsule equipped with a bathroom, bar, onboard Wi-Fi.
Like a Zamboni? Not a Zamboni. A Zeppelin?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, what do you, like,
I might be down for that.
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi, a bar. They said that the ticket started $125,000.
Oh, maybe not.
So, somebody has some information on the Bezos flight today.
Hi, Samantha in Kannapolis. What do you know?
Hi. So, Wally Funk, the woman who was a part of the Mercury 13, she is the one going into space.
Oh,
Meany read it wrong.
Well, hold on. I think maybe it was written wrong. Let me see.
Yeah, it's Wally.
Okay, her name is Wally.
Yes, her name is Wally.
At 82 years old, former test pilot Wally Funk would be the oldest astronaut. For those that don't know, Miss Funk was one. Gotcha.
So you just assumed yes. Wally was.
And why
a
would
man.
They call? Why would they call her Miss Funk? That wouldn't make sense. She'd be Mrs. Funk. Yeah.
How do
Wally.
You know she's married?
No. I'm saying from my article, the way I read it, I read it wrong. It should have been Mrs. Funk. Why would it have been Miss Funk?
You just were sexist.
I am. I'm sexy as hell.
Take your lashings.
Yeah. Samantha, would you go into space?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
No, pass.
I think I would.
No.
I do too. Yeah. Roy, you don't have to go. You can stay here.
No, you know what? Gravity's my friend. And I ain't dying up in space.
Tight quarters in a spaceship ain't your friend. I get it. Nope. All right. Thanks, Samantha. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Okay, there we have it. So we'll be watching the Bezos take off at 9 a.m. this morning. Up next, though, we do have to tell you we came up with something really cool. A way to hang with the MRL show. We're taking over an iconic spot in Charlotte. We'll explain next.
Yo, what's good? I'm 24K Golden.
What's up? It's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
I have a question for everybody out there.
What?
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, we got a text here that says, I'm Beverly and Belmont. There's a mirror. Did you guys go off the air? And we said, did we? And she said, I haven't heard a word in about 15 minutes in the car listening. Other stations are working.
But Beverly seems to be the only one that texted us that.
Okay.
Information.
Let's test something. 704-570-9595. Call in if you can hear us. And not on the stream. Like, you're in your car. Can you hear us? There's a lot of different things that goes into it because we also are on HD radio. Mm-hmm. So your HD radio could be out. But if you don't have it, it may be like our regular radio is working.
Hello, testing.
So we'll see. By the way, wouldn't we have an alarm system?
I thought we did have something that flashed in here.
We have a phone call coming in, so somebody's listening.
That could be somebody just calling, you know, on a whim. We did say we were going to give something away around 6:35, and we actually do need to do that. Nicole, everything's okay? We seem to be working okay? Let's see.
All right, let's talk. Hey, you can hear us, Ariel?
Yes, I can. It's Ariel, like the fish.
We're
we know Ariel.
I love Ariel.
I didn't expect that.
Yes, I did. Ariel, like the fish.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Well, so where about you? You're in Charlotte?
I live in Gastonia. I'm just dropping my husband off at work in Charlotte.
Oh, well, so if you're in Gastonia, that caller was in Belmont. I don't know what's going on with her radio.
She says we're back now.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, good.
Well, did our radio drop out while you're driving into the Queen City?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, maybe it was just Beverly's radio or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, maybe someone threw a dead song or something.
Yeah
maybe. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ariel, like the fish. Thanks for calling. See ya.
Didn't expect that.
All right. Thanks to everybody who called in to tell us that they can hear us. We appreciate it. But we have got to get down to business because we came up with something really cool, and we want to give away some tickets right now to caller number 9.
704-570-9595. You know, we wanted to get back out and hang out with our fans, and we're taking over the Charlotte Knights Thirsty Thursday game on Thursday, July 29th. Now, it's 6:05 for the first pitch, and we're going to hook you up with a $25 food and beverage voucher and a T-shirt, and you get to hang out with us. Now, we are opening up to everyone else. You just have to buy a ticket, and you can then come into our VIP little section. But right now, if you want tickets into this, 704-570-9595, call number 9, you get in, and we're going to get you a $25 food and beverage voucher plus a T-shirt.
Loren, we're excited to go out on Thursday, July 29th. You got childcare covered?
I'm actually bringing the kids. I'm bringing the whole family.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Wait until you see this traveling circus. It'll be a better show than the baseball game.
So if you were on the fence whether or not you wanted to go, even if you don't win, you've got to go just to watch Loren manage her family without an au pair or a nanny.
It's two shows in one. You get the baseball game and you get the nightmare family scenario.
All right, we'll take caller number 9 now, 704-570-9595. We got tickets to give away all week long. So if you don't win your way in today, you could try and win right up to the end of the week. And then, of course, we just ask you to come out and party with us, even if you don't win.
Yeah, buy tickets, come hang out in our little VIP section, and have fun with us.
MRL Show Truist Field Takeover is happening July 29th with the Knights.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So bizarre about the things that get casually mentioned off the air, and we go, okay, no, 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 we got to talk about this.
Producer Nicole's dad lives in Raleigh, but isn't he driving to Florida right now as we speak?
He is. He set his alarm for 2:30 this morning, and him and my uncle are driving down to Key West because my dad is entering the Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest.
It's so random.
It is so random, but it's so perfect because my entire life I have heard that my dad looks like Ernest Hemingway. I've always gotten that from people, especially when he grows his beard out.
That is so funny because when I think of Ernest Hemingway, I don't picture him. I think of his books. So mm-hmm. I had to Google what Ernest Hemingway looks like, and you sent a picture. Can we post that up?
I'll have to ask. But
now, so he's driving all the way down to Florida to enter a lookalike contest with Ernest Hemingway. That's a long drive from here to Key West, Florida. What's the prize?
It's like 15 hours.
The prize is bragging rights, and the winners, from what I've read online, the winners get to, it's like a brotherhood type thing. So like people go back every year, and the winner of it gets to be like the head judge for the next year.
<That's> Clearly some radio station in Southern Florida is putting this on, because that's a radio station prize.
Yeah, the prize is bragging rights.
And you get a t-shirt.
Your dad's probably driving through right now. He could probably hear us.
He texted me at...
Go get him, Mr. Weaver.
At 6 o'clock, and he said, we just came through Columbia, 50 miles from 95.
Okay. So
all right.
He's cruising.
That's so funny. It is so random.
It is random. I think it's cool.
It is cool. I love that your dad knows about it.
Is he retired?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then how does one casually on a Tuesday go down to Key West for this?
Well, I mean, my dad's in real estate, so he kind of builds his own schedule.
Excuse me, one second. Before I get on stage, I have to close this deal real quick.
Oh, I think about like if he had to like put in a vacation request and like, oh, what are you doing? What's the big vacation? Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest.
It's like an Office episode. You know what I mean? It's like it's the strangest thing, the most random thing. It's not strange, it's the most random thing. But we want Mr. Weaver to win it, man. So when we get permission from Nicole's dad to post the picture, we'll post a side-by-side at the MRL show on our Insta.
And he does look like him.
Yeah, and it's funny because if you like Google it, like actually Google the Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest, I mean, it's hundreds of men who look like him. Out in the streets of Key West. It's hilarious.
How to choose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It'll be amazing.
I just want to say I love you guys. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God, I love you guys. I love you guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Thank you so much. We got a good ratings report yesterday from our big boss. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette show, making us number one here in Charlotte.
Yep, sure he is.
I was speaking of number one. My mom asked how the radio show is doing. And I said, good, Mom. We got really good ratings. She said, oh, good. That's good news. As I was walking around her house telling her what I wanted to have, mm-hmm. you know, because my mom and dad are both pushing 80. Loren, do you know things that you want when your mom dies?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that is a conversation. You are the worst child.
What are you talking about?
You are the worst. If Cashin came to me and in my office was like, hey, Mom, I want your Echo show when you die, I'd be like, get out.
What? I mean, do you do that? Do you walk around the house and like, oh, I want this when they die, I want that?
See, you young things have no idea because your parents are like my age. I'm working with a bunch of... I'm a preschool teacher. No, what's funny is my mom is 80, my dad's 80, and that's the conversation that's happening now. It's like, you know, my mom's starting to think about who's getting what. There's two brothers that I have, and I walked around the house, and I didn't tag things. I was just like, oh... The one thing that I love that my mom has is on her counter, used to be on my grandma's counter, and she puts those gumdrops in it, mm-hmm. the gumdrop candy, mm-hmm. and I won't eat them any other way unless they come out of this blue jar that my grandmother had that now my mom has that I told mom I want, and she told me I could have it. Also, I think I'm getting the grandfather clock because the kids like it.
Oh, my God. Why
do you walk around and put Post-its on things with your name on it?
I just said I don't tag it. But they're conversations that you have to have. Can somebody else back me up on this?
Well, it's 704. You do a will.
Yeah, but not everything needs to be in the will.
Yeah, I guess so.
704-570-9595. Do you already know what you're getting from your parents when they pass? Like, it's almost like the Price is Right. You walk around, you pick things,
but
and you're like, who, does anybody want this?
Can they, like, just get, like, a notepad and just write it down and not tell you about it? Like, the
yeah, how about your parents decide?
How would mom and dad know what you want unless you say...
That's so weird. They should decide on who should get what.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the grandfather clock. I don't know if we'll put it up in our house.
Or sell it.
I mean, she says that the kids like it so we can have it. But what am I going to do, move a grandfather clock? Now I'm in charge of moving a grandfather clock?
I will say, although how morbid this sounds, my parents are always talking about, like, death and stuff. And they're, like, your age. So, I mean, they're pretty much act like they're elderly sometimes.
But you just have to, and I'm not talking about the money. The money or whatever goes into the will. That I understand. This is actual physical things. Like, my dad's got a lot of TWA stuff. Okay. He's got old TWA ads in frames. Well, I want that. Yeah. So I got on it first.
What do you mean you got on it first? You beat your brothers to it?
My one brother lives in Chicago. He's coming in this next week. So he'll put his dibs in, but I've got it first.
What do you mean everyone's coming in to put dibs in?
Right. And here's the problem that I have,
Maney. Things are coming to an end for the Maney family. They're 80, Roy.
Maney.
What?
Here's the problem that I have. You and your brothers rob your parents blind. Like,
what
you
are
do.
You talking about? That is
you
so
go,
unfair
hey,
to say.
Hey, I'm going
to
get a new sprinkler system. And your dad goes, I'll write you a check. How much do you want? You can have it now or you can have it when I'm gone. And now you're trying to take their, like, worldly belongings out from under them?
I'm not taking them now, Loren. I'm going to take them when they pass away, and it could be in 10 years, but I'm putting my dibs in, and Bert and Canapolis agrees with me. Good morning, Bert.
Hey, good morning.
This is what you have to do. See, these guys don't understand that.
Yeah, my parents aren't even 80 yet. They're pushing, like, 74, and they asked me, like, 4 years ago what I would want out of their house. And I was like, I have no clue, because you know, you don't expect a question like that.
No, but Bert starts shopping around, and he goes, I'll take that, I'll have that.
That just seems so strange.
But it is strange.
You got to prepare for what comes next.
It is strange, but Bert's right. You do, and when your parents ask you, you can't be like, I don't know, we'll do it soon, God forbid.
Are you fearful, Maney? By the way, thanks, Bert, for calling in. Are you fearful that, like, if they start wrapping things up and figuring out their assets, that they'll just, like, give up and just go quicker?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. It's just that they are 80, and now they have they have their wits about them. They know what's going on in the world.
So while they're still able to decide who gets what, you're going around and claiming what...
Yeah, but you're making it sound like I stopped by just to do the shopping spree.
Well, kind of, because your brother's coming in town to put his...
Kevin's coming in town to see my mom and my dad with the family.
And to put his name.
For the last time.
No. He said he's bringing a bunch of pillows. I don't know what that means.
All right, let's talk with Alan and Charlotte. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys, thanks. Hey, I'm totally on your side. I'm a retired funeral director of 25 years from California. I moved out here to be with my mom. Well, my husband and I, our family, moved out here to be with my mom in her declining years. So when my dad passed away, I'm an only child, so I knew I was getting everything. And I told my mom, it's like, don't ever get married because no one's getting anything. I'm getting it all. I'm that selfish. Don't get married. So she never did. But my in-laws have both passed away, and it was always a running joke that anything in the house that you wanted, we called it my dot.
Oh.
So, you know those different colored stickers, stickers, like price-size stickers? So we all have our own colors of dots.
Yeah.
And so we went around the house, and we put our color dots like on everything that we wanted. So my color would be yellow, so that's what I want. So we called everything my dot. That's my dot. Yeah. That's my dot.
Yeah, you know what Alan did? He made it easier for his family moving forward to know what goes to whom. But at what day?
Exactly.
What day do you decide, hey, today is the day that we decide what we get when you die?
They will start mentioning it. They will start, am I right, Alan? Like, my mom goes, I know you like this blue jar that the gumdrops are in, so I'm giving that to you.
And that's exactly who it should go to, is you.
Thank you, Alan.
Don't fight over it. You get it.
We're not. And here's
that's your dot.
Here's another thing for everybody in the MRL Show fam. Thanks, Alan. I'll go through the house and I'll start finding stuff that we can give away on the air. How about that?
No, don't you dare. No one is going to want your deceased parents' items as giveaways.
Come on, man. You can have this grandfather clock. It's delightful.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
A lot of people texting Roy saying that maybe I'm not so strange for walking through my parents' house. They're both in their 80s, and I said, I would like this. I want this. And if my brothers don't want it, then I'm just going to take it. And if they want it, then you'll have to decide who gets it.
And the way you describe it just seems like out of the blue, you swing by and you go on a shopping spree. Like, hey, you're going to die soon. I want this. I want this. Hey, when you die, I get a brand new this.
You made it sound like that. All I said was I went to the house and told them what I wanted.
But it wasn't.
I had the kids with me. It wasn't like I just stopped in and started shopping.
I guess I would want, if that was going to happen to me, I would want like invitations ahead of time. Hey, this is what we're going to do. I probably want to be a little drunk.
Yeah.
To handle the emotion of it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had a good time.
We did. We got carts. I got a little carry case. 704 said, the whole thing is kind of smart. My grandmother passed away last year. And the day of her funeral, my aunt and my mom went through her jewelry. My mom was so upset that she said she didn't care. But now my mom wishes that she wouldn't have done that. Like, she let the aunt take everything.
Yeah.
Let's see. A lot of people are saying that they do the same thing. My parents are way younger than 80, and they have everything figured out. My brother and I have documents about it. My mom is only in her 50s. I've gone around her house and told her what I want. My brother's done the same thing, and she's fine with it. She'll put it in the will. So it's just being prepared, Roy. And you said your parents are doing the same thing to you. You don't feel comfortable reciprocating, though.
They're 50.
My parents are 80. It's a different story.
My parents have at least 30 to 40 years ahead of them. Kay and Raquel, you're on with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. Hey, I was just calling to back up Manny. My parents have gone through their house over the last 10 years and put all of our names under different items in their house that the kids and the grandkids would want to keep after they pass away. And so now it's kind of a running joke when they get a new piece of furniture or something new in their house, who's going to get dibs, their names on it. The grandkids' girlfriends' names have their names on
it. Do you guys pick it, Kay, or are the parents just deciding who gets stuff?
We get a say on some things.
Like, what are you like my hottest item is probably the old TWA pictures and that jar that I loved from my grandma. It reminds me of grandma. I love it. Those are my two hottest items. What are yours?
Mine is probably a piano that when I was little, I actually carved our names in the top of it when my parents weren't looking. So not only is my name underneath on the piece of paper, it's carved in the top as well.
I love that. That's awesome. See, Loren, you feel different about it now?
Nope.
I don't know what's wrong with them, Kay. But one day they'll be talking about it, and I'll be here.
Yep.
I'll be here to say it. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Y'all have
a ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you have Jennifer in Fort Mill on the phone.
All right, Jennifer, welcome to Can't Beat Loren.
Thanks.
Jennifer, have you played before?
Yes, a few times.
How did you do?
I tied once and lost once.
All right, let's see how you do today, though.
I have my kids here with me today, so I'm hoping for better luck.
All right. Throw her out of her home studio, Jennifer, so we can play.
Get on out, Loren.
All right.
All right. I am going.
We are verifying. We are on FaceTime. She is walking out of her home closet, which is the size of a studio apartment in New York City.
Right. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. This prince who is married to Meghan Markle is releasing her debut memoir in late 2022. Who is that?
Prince Harry.
Kim Kardashian and her soon-to-be ex-husband took the kids on an outing together over the weekend. Who is her soon-to-be ex?
Kanye West.
Congrats to this pop star who welcomed her first child yesterday. She's known for hits such as Bad at Love and Graveyard. Who is that?
One.
Blank. No answer there. Okay. Justin Bieber started pregnancy rumors about his wife after he posted a picture of them and labeled it Mom and Dad, but she quickly shut them down. Who is Bieber's wife?
Hailey Bieber. Baldwin.
And congrats are in order for Naomi Osaka as she becomes the first black female athlete to appear on the cover of this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. What sport can we watch Naomi Osaka play? 3.
My son says swimming.
Swimming? Okay. There you go. Come on in, Loren. I'm waving to Loren on FaceTime.
All right, guys.
Our friend Jennifer got 3 correct.
Okay.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Let's see how Loren does, okay, Jennifer?
Okay.
All right. This prince who's married to Meghan Markle is releasing his debut memoir in late 2022. Who is that?
Prince Harry.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, sorry.
1-1.
Yep. Kim Kardashian and her soon-to-be ex-husband took the kids on an outing together over the weekend. Who is her soon-to-be ex?
Kanye West.
2-2.
Congrats to this pop star who welcomed her first child yesterday. She's known for such hits as Bad at Love and Graveyard. Who is that?
Halsey?
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Jennifer blanked on that one. 3-2.
All right, Justin Bieber started pregnancy rumors about his wife after he posted a picture of them and labeled it Mom and Dad. She quickly shut down the rumors. Who is his wife?
Hailey.
3.
Bieber Baldwin.
Jeez.
Baldwin Bieber.
What's going on over there today?
4-3.
It's hard when I hear it doubled in my head.
Okay. Congrats are in order for Naomi Osaka as she becomes the first black female athlete to appear on the cover of this year's Sports Illustrated issue. What sport can we watch Naomi play? 3-2.
Soccer? I don't know.
That is incorrect. The correct answer was tennis. Final score, 4-3. Loren, you have 61 points.
Jennifer said swimming for that answer, by the way, Loren.
Okay. Jennifer, not quite a win this time. That last one got both of us, though.
I know, right? My name's Jennifer. I'm from Fort Mill, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
McKenna, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend Corey is cheating on you. What's going on?
Yeah, so Corey and I have been dating about 8 months. And we were supposed to have a date last Saturday, and he canceled last minute. And then at about 10:30 that night, he called me, and I was still, you know, pretty pissed about him canceling. And so I, you know, sent him the voicemail. And when I listened to it, he left this voicemail saying, "Hey, Ashley, it's Corey. Just wondering where you're at. Call me." So,
that's clearly not you.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that Ashley's not a friend or somebody that he knows.
Yeah, no. And if she blew him off, maybe he made other plans. But
it's not cheating if you make other plans to go out with someone else and you don't hook up, right?
It is.
It is cheating?
I mean,
I mean, if you have the intent of
dating?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he's not hooking up with Ashley and he's just hanging out with her, like if I called you or Nicole to hang out.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't Thank be you. Happy if I told if I canceled on Dallas and then turned around and Dallas was going out with some random chick I didn't know.
Are you saying I love you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just started saying it.
Oh. I don't know. I honestly have a good feeling about this one.
You do?
Yeah.
So I haven't confirmed it. Yeah, obviously, because one of my girlfriends suggested doing War of the Roses instead.
And so, after listening to War of the Roses for years, here you are now, McKenna, being part of it.
I know.
Okay, let's get him on the line. I'm down him up right now.
If it's not to you, let's get as much information out of him as we can, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Corey, please.
This is him.
Hi, Corey. My name is Roxanne. I'm just calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. I'm calling from Flowers for You. So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services in exchange for the flowers.
So what is it?
One of your friends tagged you in a post that we were promoting on Instagram. We do these giveaways from time to time, and we randomly select somebody who's been tagged. Well, we randomly selected you. So I just need the name of someone that you'd like to send romantic flowers to, and then I can get their information and get them out today.
So I don't have to pay anything or anything like that?
Nope. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
All right, cool. Yeah. Okay, it's actually initials. It's just AD.
Okay, what does the A stand for? Just so we can make sure that these flowers get to the right place.
It's not important. I can give you, like, address and stuff, but it's just AD.
We just like to have a first name to confirm that the right person received the roses, you know.
Man, let's just go by AD.
Is it Ashley?
Actually, good guess.
Okay, what would you like to put on Ashley's card?
How about just can't wait for next time?
Okay, we can put that on here. How do you think McKenna's going to feel about that?
What?
The one that you just started saying I love you to, but you just sent romantic flowers to Ashley?
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Corey, you're on the Mani, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Who the f*** is Ashley?
Are you kidding me? Right? McKenna?
Who's Ashley?
She's a phone. She's a phone that I've been, like, hanging out with everyone, so it's not anything.
You've been hanging out with her? You canceled our date to hang out with some other chick? And you're telling me you're not cheating on me?
No, it was just cheap.
Can't wait for next time.
And Corey, I said multiple times they were romantic roses.
Well, I canceled the other night because, like, honestly, she's going through a really tough time, and I just thought she needed somebody, and that's the thing.
I'm going through a tough time.
I thought these roses would just kind of cheer her up. I didn't mean anything by it.
What can't wait for next time? Explain that. You've been telling me you love me for a month.
I don't understand how we've been together for 8 months and you can't just call me about this or trust me instead of calling me up on the radio.
Lying.
You know, and I really have good feeling about this one.
Dude, you did the ultimate screw up, leaving the voicemail.
I don't even know that he knows about that yet.
I mean, you know what you did, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know how we know Ashley. You left the voicemail.
Yeah. I know. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Where you said, just wondering where you're at, call me.
So why wouldn't you troubleshoot that after you left the voicemail? You knew you left it on the wrong phone. You don't even know how to cheat. All right.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Apparently it happened again, Loren.
What happened?
Remember when Roy went to a grocery store last time and he called Fatima Fatima?
sure do.
Yeah, well, he came in this morning and goes, I have another grocery store story.
Yeah, I shared a little bit of it, how I got super annoyed at this elderly woman.
She called in earlier this morning.
She did call in because she went to self-checkout and she clearly wasn't able to do self-checkout.
Right.
But I also had a bit of a spill.
Oh, no.
In the wine aisle.
Clean up an aisle three.
And in the wine aisle?
Yeah, what the beer is. And it wasn't a little spill.
Oh, no. Did you break glasses?
Plural. Yes, I broke like four bottles. Bottles, yeah. Four, give or take.
That is embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing. I don't know how it happened, honestly. It all happened very quickly.
Took a picture?
Yeah, of course I took a photo.
Oh, Lorraine, you just texted.
Of course I took a photo.
Roy?
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you have to pay for all that?
No. They were super nice about it. They came, cleaned it up. I didn't have to pay for any of it.
Y'all, I mean, it looks like every bit of 10
like
bottles.
Like a case
broke.
Of wine.
When one bottle fell, I then tried to catch it with my hands and my leg, which knocked over other bottles. Because when I hiked my leg up to catch it, it knocked other bottles off.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm posting this right now. I'll post it on our story.
I'm not proud about it.
At the NRL show.
But, you know, It is what it is.
What do you think? How expensive do you think you're...
It was cheap wine, and that's what I was looking for, was cheap wine that I could cook with.
It's on the floor if you want to make a meal.
Right.
Yeah, it was just cheap wine, so I can't imagine it'd be that expensive. There's one towards the bottom that was this big, thick jug, and I don't know how much that thing was, because it was pretty big. But
nobody got hurt?
I was the only one in the aisle.
And then that's a lot of glass. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. And then there was this moment where, like, it happened, and I thought people would just, like, run to me, and, like, nobody came to me.
It was probably really loud, too.
It was.
People were probably afraid.
I thought people, like, a staff member would be, like, coming my way, and I like, had to go get help.
No. Lorraine, they were probably petrified that something happened, like there was an earthquake or something.
Yeah. It was quite a bit of bottles to fill, so I had a little bit of an incident. Nobody made me buy it, though. I offered. They're like, no, this happens all the time.
Yeah, they probably didn't want you to, like, sue them because they didn't know if it fell on you or what.
Oh, I should have came up with a good excuse.
Ow, I think I'm cut. All right, I just posted it at the MRL show on Insta. You got to go look at it. It's on our story.
But it's always something when I go out. It's never...
That's so true.
Why can't I ever just have a low-key, you know, in and out? You know, I always see something that annoys me, or I meet people, or I talk to friends... But yeah, no, I definitely caused a big spill. We got a text here.
I got bad news about this text.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Is it the manager?
No, I think what they're texted is very accurate. They said they were nice to your face, but definitely talk smacked after you left. I used to work in a wine beer store, and that's how it was for us all the time. 100%.
Okay, you just have to be nice to my face.
Yeah.
Was this the same store that Fat Ima works at?
No, that's Food Lion.
Oh, okay.
Fatima, that we now know. Fatima is at Food Lion, and I made the big mess at Walmart.
Anybody else trash a grocery store by accident? Like, I wonder if anybody cost the store some money where they made you pay for things. That's got to be some serious damage.
Yeah.
But they kind of have that stuff on write-off, right?
Of course. And the last thing you want to do is make your customer pay for something. You want them to come back.
Mm-hmm. 704-570-9595. I did think it was funny because one of the girls that I grabbed was like, oh, well, I'm working this area. Let me get you someone else. I'm like,
clean it up. All right, call us now. Get on the phone. Tell us about the time you trashed the store.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Roy just told the story, Loren, about how he broke some wine bottles inside of a grocery store yesterday.
Broke them. He demolished them. Wow, a whole case.
You know.
Go look at the damage, and by damage we mean the amount of wine that's on the floor in the aisle. Because when you were telling the story, I had an entirely different picture in my head.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, I don't want to put my stuff on the street.
Dude, I mean, it looks like you punctured a keg of wine.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's up now at the MRL show on our Insta. And while you're there, you might not have heard earlier this morning what Nicole Weaver, our producer, producer Nicole's dad, is up to. Mr. Weaver is driving to Florida to go do a Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest. And we have the picture of him and Ernest side by side. So you can see it there, all at the MRL show.
Which who would have thought that thing existed?
I don't know. It's awesome. You win a t-shirt, though, if you win it.
All right, did you ever knock over anything at a store? Amanda and Shelby, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what did you do? How'd you pull a Roy?
All right. So I was not the easiest kid to handle. My mom took me to a Michael's, and I was not listening, and I was running around. And there was, like, one of those turnstile displays, and it was full of stained glass, like, pictures. They were, you know, like the size of your hand.
Yeah.
I knocked over the whole display and broke almost all of them.
Oh.
My mom was livid.
Did she have to pay for them?
They did not make her pay for them because I was a child. But it would have been rather expensive had she had to.
Yeah, the way I figure about the whole pay for it concept is if it's a mom and pop store and they're not making a lot of money, they don't have a lot of customers, those are the stores that are probably going to make you pay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's like the big stores, like the one where Roy broke something or, you know, you at Michael's, they're not going to make you pay. The customer's too important to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a good look, though.
But you'll never forget it. Thanks, Amanda. See, Roy, you were just like a little kid.
Yeah. Except I broke four bottles. And it really was one bottle that just turned into the rest. And, I got wine all over me. They had to close the whole aisle. That was cool. They had to put up the whole thing.
How long did you stay to watch the cleanup?
I don't know.
The whole time?
I mean, I still continued to the grocery shop. I was around in the area. Okay. The meat's right beside it.
Do you guys remember when I was at Stonecrest when Charming Charlie was there and I ended up breaking like some ceramic pineapple and all the girls in the store were listeners of the show? I was so embarrassed. Yeah. I was like, let me pay for it. Let me pay for it. And they wouldn't let me pay for it either.
Yeah, but they talk crap after you left. We just found out that that's what they do. 239 said I was playing with my cell phone and ran my card into a large display of plastic mayonnaise jars stacked like a triangle. They all rolled all over the floor. I gunned it around the corner in the next aisle and pretended I didn't know what happened. No one knew it was me.
Oh, they saw you on the security.
Nice move.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
On KISS 95.1.
All week long, we're giving away your chance to come party with us at Truist Field. We're taking over Thirsty Thursdays at the Charlotte Knights baseball game on July 29th. The MRL show, we have like a party deck area. You can come hang with us. We're going to give away more tickets tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour. But if you don't get in, we recommend you go buy tickets and just come party with us. Hang out with us.
Yeah.
We're excited to be back in public again with you. Taking pictures, being close. We're vaccinated. I don't care what y'all are doing, but we're vaccinated. And I feel safe. I mean, I don't, you know, and I know it's political, and I know someone's going to complain about my comment. But, like, the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team, where the best basketball players in the world live in the United States, most of them, we're down to, like, seven players because players are either hurt or in protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're either not vaccinated, or I guess they are vaccinated and showing symptoms. But if you're vaccinated and you're showing symptoms, you're vaccinated. Like at what point?
Yeah, but you can still get the virus even if you're vaccinated.
Yeah, it's rare. Yeah,
it's very rare, though. And you're asymptomatic for the most part. So what happens is they're testing these athletes, even if they're not showing symptoms. And if you tested positive, you're out. Well, at what point do we say, yeah, but he's not symptomatic? Like, we need, you know, these players to go to Tokyo, damn it.
Well, we don't need that.
Roy. We need the red, white, and blue to take home the gold in basketball.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just like, and then I just see like somebody from the U.S. gymnastics team is off. It's like, if your dream is to be an Olympian, get the vaccine so you can go. Forget politics. Oh, I don't want to put that in my body, they say. But you'll take steroids?
Well.
What? They will. Half
athlete take steroids.
Half of baseball was on steroids. Until
well,
they
test
them.
In the Olympics, so.
Yeah, well, the Olympians don't take steroids, but you get my idea, Lorraine. I'm not happy.
I see what you're saying. It's like, at what point is it, like, if you get sick and you're unvaccinated, well, I mean, that's on you, is what you're saying.
Right. Like, I feel bad, but if your dream is to go to the Olympics and you're a gymnast and you don't get the vaccine, well, if you get sick, you're out. Yeah. Or if you test positive to the coronavirus, you're out. They're not going to change that rule.
Yeah.
So you're better off just getting it on your own. Anyway, that's my political post for the day. Send comments and complaints to me. I don't care.
Go ahead and say, I'll never listen to this show again because they talk politics. Them dang liberal sheeps. Just send it away.
You don't even know who I voted for anyway.
I know.
Hey, did you hear, Loren, that kids are speaking with British accents thanks to something called the Peppa Pig effect?
Yes. I've talked about this. My niece did that.
My son says three words with a British accent, and I couldn't figure out where it was from.
Hello, Mommy.
So when my niece was just learning words, she now speaks the way she speaks. But when she was watching Peppa Pig every day, and she spoke British, which was weird because it was like British with a southern twang.
Yeah. They call it the Peppa Pig effect or the Peppa effect. A California resident told the New York Post on a recent vacation, my five-year-old dared to tell me that she was loving her holiday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, which is not what we call vacations. We call them vacations. let's see. Other kids are using words like petrol station for a gas station.
Okay. Yeah.
Someone said we were on a vacation. Then somebody said, Mom, I need to use the water closet.
Wow.
That's funny. They're sponges at this age, so they pick everything up. But Cash says, Daddy. And he says, Bud. And I'm like, where did you get that? So every time he says, Daddy, I go, but Daddy, I want a new Palumpa.
I thought it was really weird the other day when we were hanging out with Cash, and he said he heard the fire brigade coming. one last thing that we wanted to mention was, Roy, you sent this story to us last night.
Oh, yeah. It was the girls found out. There was like three girls, and they found out the guy was cheating on them. One guy was cheating with all three girls. And so they then went on like a road trip in a bus.
How about this? The boyfriend was dating six different women. It was just three of them joined forces.
Jeez.
And they're hitting the road this summer after meeting each other through the shared common interest, which was the one that they thought was all their boyfriends. So they started in Boise, Idaho. They went to Wyoming and Montana, documenting their travels in the BAM bus, named after their initials. The women hope by sharing their story they can...
In the what bus?
The BAM bus.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else.
Because Becca, Morgan, and Abby are on the bus.
Okay.
So it's the BAM bus. And no, not the other type of bus. Really. You have to be an adult to watch. The women hope by sharing their story they can encourage and empower others to find themselves in similar situations. They say, quote, something we love to share with everyone is just to keep your head up. Keep going. You got this. I wonder if they'll run into your au pair.
I don't know. My au pair is driving back to Utah as we speak, and she will be here Thursday.
You know, your au pair... She has a tons of photos of her on this trip. Is there any photos of, like, just the guy on his...
I don't think so.
Poor guy's living this once-in-a-lifetime experience, and there's, like, no photos of him.
It's like he never even went.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
It's like he never went.
It is.
There's a couple pictures of him I've seen, but you know what? Maybe he's posting them on his Instant story. She's not posting pictures of him. You know, she doesn't want to leave the opinion that they're dating.
Yeah.
She wants to stay single. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about America's most trusted brands. The names we trust the most. But on our show, we don't like brands. We like to talk about the off brands.
Yeah, like Mountain Lightning.
That's way better. We'll get it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Americans pick their most recommended brands. Of course, we like the off-brands. We find their names super funny.
Text us, call us, tell us what off-brands you like. 704-570-9595. You mentioned one before you went to break.
Mountain Lightning. Mountain Lightning.
That's funny.
Now, what's interesting is that the number one off-brand, the number one most recommended brands are off-brands.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Aldi and Trader Joe's.
Okay.
I think that they're the kings of off brands. Now Trader Joe's has their own thing, but Trader Joe's in America is Aldi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same company.
Okay. But different stores, you get different things at the stores.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like different things. But they're all off brands. Like there's not really named products at these places. Right. Like when I go to Aldi, I don't get Velveeta and cheese. I get shells and cheese.
Right. But that's just their name for it.
You're right.
So it's not really an off-brand. Like, the off-brand is when you go to the store.
But it is off-brand.
But the off-brand, you know, you're right. But, like, listen, when you go to the store and you see Fruit Loops in front of you for $5, and then next to Fruit Loops is Fruit Circles. Same exact box, different bird, but you're paying for Fruit Circles. You're paying $2.50.
The name, yeah.
And you get that kind of at Aldi. Like, they could have Pop-Tarts, and then right beside Pop-Tarts is Toaster Tarts.
Yeah.
You know, so Aldi. So when I saw number one was Aldi, and I'm like, that's all Aldi is off-brand.
Aldi's the number one most trusted brand?
Yes.
What else is on that dumb list?
Number two is going to surprise you even more.
Coca-Cola.
REI.
The hiking store?
I don't know what it is.
Is it REI?
I think I would consider REI a brand, like a name brand.
Recreational. Well,
and that's okay. Like, these are the most recommended brands, so it is okay for it to be a name brand.
Oh, okay.
But I don't even know what REI is.
It's kind of outdoors, right?
Yeah, camping and hiking gear.
How is that number two, though? How's Coca-Cola not number one?
What else is on this list?
Number three, Texas Roadhouse.
Why?
You don't mess with the Roadhouse.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think that was the number three most trusted brand in the country.
Number four, USAA.
USAA.
Number five, John Deere.
Now you're talking. They must have asked farmers.
Number six, Nintendo.
Over Xbox?
Yeah.
Who did this list?
I don't know. YouGov. Clearly they didn't survey the right people. Number seven, Centrum. Isn't that vitamins?
Yeah, they talk to 80-year-old farmers.
Number eight, Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, yeah, for 82 sure.
82-year-old farmers.
Uh-huh. Okay, but then you throw a curveball. Number nine, Subaru.
Well, they got to drive something.
Yeah, they ain't driving Subarus, though. Middle America's buying Ford and Dodge and Chevy.
Subaru. What are you, a hippie? Subaru.
Get off my yard and go to REI, hippie. That's true. Now, hold on a second. Now I'm starting to think that maybe they did talk to the hippie crowd.
Now, number 10 is Bass Pro Shops.
That's not earthy.
But nowadays, Bass Pro Shops is trending because of the hats.
Okay.
Everybody loves Bass Pro Shops because of the hats nowadays.
Okay. Diet Dr. Pepper is Diet Dr. Perky.
You know who has a really good off-brand? It's Dr. Thunder. I really enjoy. Hmm. And that's their Dr. Pepper off-brand. I really enjoy that.
What's it called?
Dr. Thunder.
Well, are they not even allowed to be a doctor?
Oh, yeah, I guess you can.
Okay.
And it's so funny. My fiance works in consumer packaged goods, and he specifically for the company that makes, like, Charmin and those type of products. And he shows me the craziest things where he'll try to sell a new product to one of his stores, and they immediately create a knockoff that looks just like it. I mean, like, same packaging.
How is that even legal?
I don't know. It is what it is.
Text us your favorite off-brand,
704-570-9595.
What's up? This is Ariana Grande.
Hi,
it's
Harry Styles.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Boy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
They smell nice.
Turn the mic on. Too quick for you, bud.
Yep.
So we're sitting here watching Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, make history by going into space shortly after 9 a.m. this morning, following billionaire Richard Branson, who flew to the edge of space. Bezos is going to attempt a similar trip. His is an unpiloted suborbital flight. So a rocket will shoot them up into space, and then they'll just come back down on a parachute, like a capsule, you know?
Yeah.
So this is different than the last one.
It's different than what Branson did, yeah.
Okay.
But the other cool thing, too, is it's going. Not only is Bezos going, his brother Mark is also going. And they're going to have some history makers on there. The youngest person to ever go in space, 18-year-old Oliver Damon. And then there's an 82-year-old we found out this morning. She's a former test pilot, and her name is Wally Funk. She's going to be the oldest astronaut ever in space. And Miss Funk was one of Mercury 13's women that underwent training in the 1960s to demonstrate that women could meet NASA standards to be an astronaut. They completed the training, but the program was scrapped, and she never made it into space. So once again, Bezos hits a home run by reaching out to her and bringing her to space.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
God, does Bezos do anything wrong?
No.
I mean, his marriage didn't last, but so what? He then divorced his wife, and then the ex-wife takes the money that he made with Amazon and donates it to charities.
I was about
everywhere.
To say, one thing he probably does wrong is not uses his money for better good. I mean, he's just shooting people up in space.
Yeah, I know, but we don't know what he did. Like, we'd have to go look at his charities. I mean, bro,
clearly he has too much if he can shoot people up in space.
Hey, listen, you don't have Bezos money, but you made a little money this year and bought a new car, so you know how easy it is, okay?
Very different things.
Yes, very different things, but this is what you do when you have money. You do things.
I think he could take his wealth and give it to every single person in the world, and we'd still be rich.
This is so cool that we're watching it on ABC, Loren. You could probably care less, but we're going to watch Bezos' origin take off, and the flight control woman has a headset on and she's talking to him. And she's like, T-minus 15 minutes. And then Jeff's like, how much time is left? Jeff, I said T-minus 15. If you're not going to listen to me, I'm going to stop doing it, Jeff.
Oh my God. I doubt she talks to. I mean, they worship Richard Branson. Oh, Richard's up in space and we love it. We're so happy for Richard.
Virgins in space.
Virgins in space. Yes, that's right. Richard's never been with a woman.
And he's not coming down until someone says that they will be with him. I like that. I like that the woman with the headset on, she looks like an operator. She's like, T-minus 10, 9, 8, stalling time. Hold on. Hi, thanks for calling Amazon.
Oh, how about this? I'll be a customer and you be the operator.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. T-minus 10.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hold on, please. Scrapping the countdown. I've got to take do my other job. I'm an operator. Hello. Thanks for calling Amazon.
I have a complaint.
Yes. What's your complaint, sir?
Yeah, my package is late. Yeah, you can shoot people up into space.
We were about to do that. Then you called with your complaint.
Uh-huh. Well, because you can't do two-day shipping on time, yet you can shoot people into space.
Sir, if you weren't so cheap, you could have paid the $26 for the two-day shipping. Thank you.
I got another one. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm trying to launch Mr. Bezos into space. Hold on a second. Thanks for calling Amazon Customer Center. Can I help you?
My Amazon Prime's out. Y'all shooting people up in space. I was wondering if y'all could tinker with the satellites while y'all up here.
Sir, it looks like your credit card is just expired. You need to put a new credit card number in.
Y'all got
to
tinker with them metal things up there while y'all up there, okay?
Oh, that's funny. But the cool thing about this in space travel is it's just like it was with airplanes back in like the 30s and 40s when, you know, commercial airline travel became a thing. Like, we're watching something really cool around and you don't care about it.
I do care about it.
I do not.
You don't?
Really?
Not really. I'm going to watch it because, it's evidently history. I don't think it's that successful that we're putting civilians in space for 4 minutes.
You see it as richos heading up into space for their own good.
I see it as an ostentatiously flaunt of the money unnecessarily.
Hold on.
But don't you think this is like the first step in, I don't know, life on another planet?
Yes.
Or
life, right? They're just orbiting ours.
Loren, who knows?
There has to be steps. You can't just like land on Mars and, you know.
Our kids might be able to go to space for $300 in a couple, you know what I mean?
We
like
send
30
people
years.
To space all the time.
Not the average person. You're missing it. All right. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. We got to go make popcorn for this launch.
Manny, Roy, and Loren.
If you missed the beginning of the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, we talked to producer Nicole, who said that her dad, unlike Jeff Bezos, isn't on his way to space. He's on his way to Florida.
Which is just equally as similar. I mean, it's pretty much space now.
I mean, think about it. If we were in school with Cindy Bezos, Jeff's daughter, and it was like, what's your parents doing today? I'd be like, my dad's retired and probably sitting watching Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dad doing today?
He's working. He works for Sheetz.
Nicole's dad's on his way down to Florida. We'll tell you why in a second. And then Cindy Bezos, and I don't even know if that's his daughter's name, but she's like, my dad's going to space. Oh, he's an astronaut? No, he bought his way up. Paid for the whole ship and everything. They still haven't launched yet, but Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is set to launch with his brother and two others into space. The youngest astronaut ever and the oldest astronaut ever.
I kind of feel like the way they're doing it is more riskier than way Richard Branson did it, because they're actually shooting off a rocket like how you would visualize this to go. Richard Branson took off in an airplane, dropped his spacecraft from an airplane, launched it into orbit.
But see, that seems risky too, because you're flying up in a plane, and then his plane launched an orbiter that took off. So instead of that move, they're just launching right from Earth.
Oh, no, I just feel like he's using way more gas and fire.
There's also their spacecraft, Bezos spacecraft, which is about to take off, is no pilot. So, but anyway,
that scares me too.
Tell everyone why your dad's going down to Florida, and Nicole,
stop eating while you're talking on the radio. Try to be a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, Nicole. Stop eating popcorn.
I'm sorry. I wasn't talking. Therefore, I can eat.
I was talking to Manny. Look at him eating away.
My dad is driving down to Florida to enter in the Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest.
Yes, you guys have to go. If you could safely do so right now, go to Insta and look at the picture that we posted of Mr. Weaver and Ernest Hemingway side by side. The thing is that they do look alike. But your dad's not, like, he's not going to be the only one down there. There's, like,
there's probably going to be, I would say, like, I don't know, like, 1,000.
Ernest Hemingway lookalikes.
Literally, Google Hemingway lookalike contest and just look at all of these men.
And it's down in the Keys?
Key West, yeah. It happens at Sloppy Joe's.
The place is called Sloppy Joe's.
That is hilarious. Sloppy Joe's 40th annual Hemingway lookalike contest. This is your dad's first time doing it?
Yeah.
So he heard about it, and he's going to go. He's going with his brother, which is fun. And then when is the actual contest?
Thursday, I think.
Oh, it's so interesting to me. Like, could you imagine if I'm like, yep, on the way to a Mark Twain lookalike contest?
Right? I mean, it is so funny.
Mark Grisham contest.
It kind of looks like a Santa convention because he has a white beard, you know?
He does look like a Santa convention.
So if you don't win the Hemingway contest, you can go next door to Sloppy J's to win the Santa Claus contest.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this photo, and I swear all these white people look exactly the same to me.
They all look like Hemingway.
They all look the same.
Please go look at the MRL show on our Insta. You can also see on our story the mess that Roy made inside of a Walmart yesterday.
Okay, but we got to go because it's 1 minute to lunch.
All right, go check it out now at the MRL show on our Insta.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
A direct feed to the ballot time. What's going on in Hollywood, Loren?
Well, hopefully I won't get knocked off because my 1-year-old is batting at my home board here.
We just watched Jeff Bezos successfully go into space and back. If he can handle that, then you can handle this.
Hmm. Okay. he's never met Jackson.
What's going
anyway,
on?
Anyway, Harry, Prince Harry, he is getting $20 million for his memoir from Penguin Publishing House. And, I mean, he is going to make an oodle off of that. So if he couldn't afford his security detail before, he can now.
Okay.
He's a little young for a memoir, isn't he?
I mean, he's been through a lot.
I know. Like, he's going to have like three memoirs by the time he dies.
Yeah, but you have to think, like, even his childhood alone could probably be its own book.
Oh, you're 100% correct, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, and Britney Spears' lawyer, he is vowing to be more aggressive to end her conservatorship. I'm sure she's really excited and happy about that. Now, Kanye West is supposed to have a new album. He is not going. I thought for sure there would be like a diss track for his new ex-wife Kim Kardashian on it. The rumor is that he does not negatively rap.
Uh-oh.
Kanye.
I think Jackson got hold of the computer. We had 2 seconds left of the dirty.
You just heard her go. She fades off.
Hold on, let's try to make contact with her.
Alright, here we go.
Command center to kiss. Command center kiss to Loren.
I mean, did you launch? Like, where'd you go?
What happened?
I knew that was going to happen. He unplugged the entire system, like not one piece. He got the whole thing down.
How do you do that?
Because I have it on a power switch.
Oh, he hit the power switch.
Like those like long cord things that you can plug a bunch of things into.
Yeah.
He hit the button on that, and it took my computer out.
Yeah. Good thing he wasn't on Bezos' ship. You know, good thing he wasn't on board that door, the Blue Orbit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you go be a mom. It's working out well. I last week I thought for sure you were going to be a stay-at-home mom. This week I'm sure there's going to be a nanny in the future.
Yeah. I like it. I like it when it doesn't go well. That means you come back to work. I love what I'm hearing.
Yeah, this is good job, Jack.
All right.
Did you guys pay him to do this?
We sure did.
Loren, have a great day. And tell Jax, have fun playing near power cords, because that's safe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. There you go.
The kids playing near power strips.
Loren got cut off because Jackson pulled the plug. And I'm dead serious. Last week, I was like 80% sure that Loren was going to resign, maybe finish out her contract, go be a stay-at-home mom. But after I heard that he pooped in the pool, today he ripped the cord out. And that's just Jax. Like, Cash did some things the other day that mm-hmm. she freaked out about.
And, like, off the air, Loren, like, we told Loren, all right, we got 5 minutes before we go live. And she's like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know.
5 minutes.
Do we have to... Yep. Can we really go on?
If you missed anything, go check it out now on the show replay. We will have a rap party up as well, minus Loren. And go look at the MRL show on Insta to go see Nicole's dad in an Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest. And go see what Roy did to Wally World yesterday.
I heard it.
All right. We'll see everybody Wednesday. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.